More news stories now. Norwich Hospital staff are no longer the glummest in the country. Still in the City comes to the Quaker Meeting House, and a Norwich woman makes a high-profile proposal.
Staff at Norfolk's biggest hospital are no longer the glummest in the country, although morale continues to be well below national averages. Last year, workers at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital reported the lowest morale levels during the national annual NHS staff survey. However, the latest results have shown a slight improvement in its overall rating from 5.17 out of 10 to 5.56, no longer the lowest for any acute hospital trust. The Trust also received improved results in 96 out of 106 questions asked of the 4,378 workers who participated in the survey, just under half, 47%, of its workforce. But while the improvements have been welcomed by Trust leaders, bosses say more still needs to be done to support staff. Mr. Jones said the controversial measure of cramming extra beds into corridors in particular was having an impact on how workers were feeling. He added, "There is no one simple answer to the problem, and I think one issue of being under pressure is that it can make staff feel they are not able to provide the level of care they aspire to. You sometimes feel swamped with the escalation of beds and patients being treated in corridors, which is still not what we would like to be doing."
A man has been arrested following a burglary at the restaurant in the Norwich Lanes. Police received reports of a break-in at the pizza and coffee shop Slice on the lanes in Bridewell Alley. A front window was smashed and items including tips, cash and wine were stolen. Its management shared the news on a social media post on Monday afternoon. It said, "It's the fact that our little spot, our baby, the thing that we have been are working so hard to build, has been spoilt. What we do have is an unbreakable spirit, a resilience. This won't beat us, but instead inspire us. Watch this space as we come back bigger and better." A man aged in his 40s has been arrested in connection with the incident and has been released on bail until July the 8th.
A Grade 2 listed building in Norwich, well acquainted with the art of silence, having been a Quaker meeting house for almost 200 years, is opening its doors to offer a free weekly opportunity to share in its peaceful environment. Norwich Quakers are holding Still in the City every Wednesday, offering anyone in the city an hour of quiet and tranquility from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Still in the City is free of noise, with no hassle, no dogma and no catch. Just a chance to de-stress and escape the hubbub of the day before heading home. As an informal drop-in, people can arrive and leave when they wish. All are welcome and the building is wheelchair accessible. Tony Berry of Norwich Quakers said, "The idea is to offer members of the public a space in which they can recover after a hectic day, whether at work, shopping or looking after children. We hope that this can really help people to wind down and get more out of the rest of their day."
Those using Norwich Airport have been told not to be concerned by the announcement of a new major policing operation. Norfolk Police has announced increased patrols at the airport as part of Operation Servator, which is designed to disrupt a range of criminal activity, including terrorism. Sergeant Gary Owen of the Project Silvata team said, "Our aim is to reassure the public that we are proactively working to ensure that Norwich Airport remains a safe place to visit while making it a hostile and difficult space for criminals to work within without the risk of being identified. However, the announcement is not linked to a rise in crimes at the airport. However, the Green candidate for the upcoming PCC election, Martin Schmeierer, has questioned the operation is a good use of police resources. Mr. Schmeierer, city councillor for the Mancroft ward, said, "Seeing that the police are set to increase patrols at the airport will come as a disappointment and shock to many residents in the city centre, who were told by the police at a recent meeting, which I and other Green Party councillors attended, that the number of community police officers for the city centre was going down. There is a disproportionate amount of crime in the centre of Norwich when compared to the rest of Norfolk."
A chef who proposed at one of London's busiest tourist hotspots is set to feature in a tech giant's major advertising campaign. Polly Guy used the big screens in Piccadilly Circus to surprise her partner Tim Kemp as she got down on one knee to pop the question. She met her now fiancé Tim, 50, in a chance encounter 11 years ago in Burr Street, and 3 months later they discovered they were pregnant with their daughter. "We have wanted to get married for so long," Polly said, "but two people in my family have had bad cancers. It just didn't feel right." In March, Polly was offered the opportunity to propose as part of a national advertising campaign. Samsung had planned to light up the billboards in Piccadilly Circus with customers' letters to loved ones for its Notes for the Nation campaign, promoting the Galaxy Tab S9 series. The concept was to bring a real couple into central London to stand in front of the display while a huge "Will You Marry Me?" sign flashed in the centre of the screen. "I knew we genuinely wanted to get married, and I thought it would be a bit of woman power," Polly said. "I just thought, no, I'm not going to wait around for him to do it." She said the most nerve-wracking thing was making sure the timings were exact so that she got down on one knee at the same moment the message flashed up. Polly added, "There must have been more than 100 people clapping and cheering us, and the camera guys just rushed forward to hug Tim."